wants one. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. One. Where has the man left his mobile phone? Oh no! I haven't got my phone!
But you used it just now when we were in the taxi.
I remember. I put it down on the seat while I was putting my jacket on.
Look, the taxi's there in front of the library. Let's go back quickly.
Now listen again. Oh no! I haven't got my phone.
But you used it just now when we were in the taxi.
I remember. I put it down on the seat while I was putting my jacket on.
Look, the taxi's there in front of the library. Let's go back quickly.
Two. What will the girl eat?
What are you going to eat? Did you have the chicken last time?
Yes, but it wasn't very nice.
Oh, right. I've already had salad for lunch today, so I'm going to have fish now.
That's a good idea. I'll have the same as you.
Now listen again.
What are you going to eat? Did you have the chicken last time?
Yes, but it wasn't very nice.
Oh, right. I've already had salad for lunch today, so I'm going to have fish now.
That's a good idea. I'll have the same as you.
Three. What is the weather like now?
Has it stopped raining yet?
Yes, but it's still really windy. Mum says it's probably going to continue for a few hours.
Do you think it will snow later?
I hope so. I really love the snow.
Now listen again.
Has it stopped raining yet?
Yes, but it's still really windy. Mum says it's probably going to continue for a few hours.
Do you think it will snow later?
I hope so. I really love the snow.
Four. What does Kurt borrow?
Why don't you put your cap on, Kurt? It's raining again.
I haven't got my cap. I left it at home because it wasn't raining this morning.
Don't worry. I'll lend you my umbrella.
Thanks, Anna.
Now listen again.
Why don't you put your cap on, Kurt? It's raining again.
I haven't got my cap. I left it at home because it wasn't raining this morning.
Don't worry. I'll lend you my umbrella.
Thanks, Anna.
Five. What sport are these students talking about?
Aren't you tired after running around for an hour?
If you're fit, it's okay. It was difficult to see the ball sometimes, though. It's so fast.
At least you hit the ball.
Well, my racket is better than yours. Perhaps you should buy a new one.
Now listen again.
Aren't you tired after running around for an hour?
If you're fit, it's okay. It was difficult to see the ball sometimes, though. It's so fast.
At least you hit the ball.
Well, my racket is better than yours. Perhaps you should buy a new one.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. you will hear a coach telling some boys and girls about a boat race.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to give you some information about tomorrow's school boat race. All racers must be at the meeting point at 10 o'clock because the race will begin at 10:30. All you need to wear is a pair of shorts. You shouldn't wear sunglasses because you may lose them during the race. Remember that the race is only for students aged 10 to 15. The swimming race for younger children will take place on Friday. There are different prizes for each race. In the school boat race, for those who win the first prize, there is a new surfboard. And those who come second and third will get a book on sailing each. Don't be sad if you don't win, though. Everybody who takes part in the race will get a t-shirt as a souvenir. If you haven't signed up, now just tell me and I will add you to the list.
Now listen again.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to give you some information about tomorrow's school boat race. All racers must be at the meeting point at 10 o'clock because the race will begin at 10:30. All you need to wear is a pair of shorts. You shouldn't wear sunglasses because you may lose them during the race. Remember that the race is only for students aged 10 to 15. The swimming race for younger children will take place on Friday. There are different prizes for each race. In the school boat race, for those who win the first prize, there is a new surfboard. And those who come second and third will get a book on sailing each. Don't be sad if you don't win, though. Everybody who takes part in the race will get a t-shirt as a souvenir. If you haven't signed up, now just tell me and I will add you to the list.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Nelly and Bart talking about school uniforms.
Hey, Bart. I haven't seen you for a long time. Where were you last month?
Hi, Nelly. I was on holiday in Italy with my parents. My Uncle Jeff lives there, so we stayed at his house. Why are you wearing a school uniform?
Well, I can't wear my own clothes anymore, like at our old school. I changed school last term, when I moved to a different part of the town. I told you, didn't I?
Yes, but I didn't know you have to wear a uniform now. That must be awful.
Oh, I don't know. It's not such a bad thing in my opinion.
But don't you want to wear the clothes you choose?
Yes, but the good thing is that I don't have to think about what I have to wear every morning.
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't like to wear a uniform anyway. I don't like looking like other people. I want to be different.
I don't mind wearing a uniform, but I miss wearing my clothes at school sometimes, of course.
I'm sure you do. But this way you don't need to buy so many clothes anymore. You're right, school uniforms aren't so bad at all.
Now listen again.
Hey, Bart. I haven't seen you for a long time. Where were you last month?
Hi, Nelly. I was on holiday in Italy with my parents. My Uncle Jeff lives there, so we stayed at his house. Why are you wearing a school uniform?
Well, I can't wear my own clothes anymore, like at our old school. I changed school last term, when I moved to a different part of the town. I told you, didn't I?
Yes, but I didn't know you have to wear a uniform now. That must be awful.
Oh, I don't know. It's not such a bad thing in my opinion.
But don't you want to wear the clothes you choose?
Yes, but the good thing is that I don't have to think about what I have to wear every morning.
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't like to wear a uniform anyway. I don't like looking like other people. I want to be different.
I don't mind wearing a uniform, but I miss wearing my clothes at school sometimes, of course.
I'm sure you do, but this way you don't need to buy so many clothes anymore. You're right, school uniforms aren't so bad at all.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a girl talking about TV programs. Which one does she want to watch?
This match is so long.
I thought you loved football.
I do, but my team isn't playing and my favourite TV series starts in 10 minutes.
Aren't you going to watch the documentary on kangaroos? You said you wanted to see it with your sister.
My sister said she's going to record it, so I'll see it another time.
17.
This match is so long.
I thought you loved football.
I do, but my team isn't playing and my favourite TV series starts in 10 minutes.
Aren't you going to watch the documentary on kangaroos? You said you wanted to see it with your sister.
My sister said she's going to record it, so I'll see it another time.
17. You will hear two friends talking about a drawing course. What did the girl enjoy most about the course?
Hi, Lisa. How was your drawing class?
Fantastic. I learnt so much. The teacher was good, but very serious.
So what was the best thing?
I think, more than anything, I liked trying different ways of drawing. I've never done that before. I had a lot of fun with the other students too.
17.
Hi, Lisa. How was your drawing class?
Fantastic. I learnt so much. The teacher was good, but very serious.
So what was the best thing?
I think, more than anything, I liked trying different ways of drawing. I've never done that before. I had a lot of fun with the other students too.
18. You will hear a girl talking about going to school. Why doesn't she want to go with her friend?
Shall we go to school together tomorrow?
I think I'll go by myself. I have to get to school early.
But it's more fun if you come with me. We can chat on the way there.
But we're often late because you walk too slowly. I like chatting, but we can walk home after school.
17.
Shall we go to school together tomorrow?
I think I'll go by myself. I have to get to school early.
But it's more fun if you come with me. We can chat on the way there.
But we're often late because you walk too slowly. I like chatting, but we can walk home after school.
19. You will hear a boy talking about a day out with his grandparents. Why did they go to the lake?
How did you spend your weekend, Sam?
I went to the lake with my grandparents.
Oh, the one near here? But it's so quiet and boring.
That's why we went to another lake. It's not so close, so we had to drive there. But the water was lovely and warm, and I had a lot of fun in the water.
17.
How did you spend your weekend, Sam?
I went to the lake with my grandparents.
Oh, the one near here? But it's so quiet and boring.
That's why we went to another lake. It's not so close, so we had to drive there. But the water was lovely and warm, and I had a lot of fun in the water.
20. You will hear a girl talking about a film. Why was the film a surprise?
What did you think about the film, Anna?
It was great, although perhaps a bit too long. I really liked the actors, and they were about the same age as us. I couldn't believe it when you told me their age.
I know. It was good that we knew the story too.
Yes, that's right. We studied it at school last year.
Now listen again.
What did you think about the film, Anna?
It was great, although perhaps a bit too long. I really liked the actors, and they were about the same age as us. I couldn't believe it when you told me their age.
I know. It was good that we knew the story too.
Yes, that's right. We studied it at school last year.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Elizabeth talking to her friend about a party. What did each of her friends bring?
How was your birthday party, Elizabeth?
It was great, thanks.
Did you make a lot of food?
Not really. I only made strawberries. But my friends brought a lot of things to eat. My favourite was Fred's sandwiches.
What did Yuki bring? I know she loves making cakes.
Yes, she does. But this time she brought some ice cream because she had no time to cook.
Oh no, so you didn't get a birthday cake?
Of course I did. Leela brought a cake. It was a delicious strawberry cake.
How about Paul? Did he make his lovely omelettes?
Yes, and this time he put potatoes in them.
And Shane? She always cooks rice when there's a party.
Not this time. In fact, Shane made a salad. I couldn't believe it.
Now listen again.
How was your birthday party, Elizabeth?
It was great, thanks.
Did you make a lot of food?
Not really. I only made strawberries. But my friends brought a lot of things to eat. My favourite was Fred's sandwiches.
What did Yuki bring? I know she loves making cakes.
Yes, she does. But this time she brought some ice cream because she had no time to cook.
Oh no, so you didn't get a birthday cake?
Of course I did. Leela brought a cake. It was a delicious strawberry cake.
How about Paul? Did he make his lovely omelettes?
Yes, and this time he put potatoes in them.
And Shane? She always cooks rice when there's a party.
Not this time. In fact, Shane made a salad. I couldn't believe it.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.